Welcome to the new episode of the Cosmic Lounge. This week we are going to explore disruption, and we're going to actually look through the 5D vantage point to explore trauma, the concept of trauma. So trauma is perceived as a disruption, obviously, of our order, right? And this episode is going to attempt to disrupt the disruption. So I'm going to send this little disclaimer out there with, for those of you who are listening, the likelihood is you are ready to do it anyway, but it may be triggering some places in your emotional landscape due to the fact that the concept of trauma is going to be reassessed through my lens of perception, and maybe ask you to expand your spaciousness when you are looking at your own trauma, or in quote, your perception of trauma. So not that trauma, again, does not exist in some areas, and I'm not in any case making a case for some disruption that happens on more intellectual, physical level. But when I'm really targeting here a conversation, one-way conversation, obviously, but I'm inviting you always to leave some comment and then share your own truth. But I'm making a case for a lot of holding on to perceptions of trauma that because of this holding, because of this narrative that we have labeled in certain way, is actually keeping us from moving forward. It prevents us from feeling the freedom that we know intrinsically we have access to. And that this episode today is really an attempt to just dismantle a little bit the legend or the myth of trauma from a 5D perception. So here we go. Let's dive into it. A lot of our limiting experiences that we are having right now in our own life is are really more of a consequence of a misunderstanding about, and when I say misunderstanding, it is due to a limiting belief, due to a limiting perception and comprehension of the world that surrounds us. We have been given an information, very much so due to circumstances outside in our life, and we are connecting this information from the outside with an inward information that is of emotional nature. And because we have not yet, being younger, obviously all of these paradigms has been created when we were in our younger years, probably between 0 and 15 years old or something like this, we are looking at two different nature of information. One, purely perceptive, moving through our five senses, what we recognize outside, like something we see, and a story with our parents, a situation at school, an interaction with peers. But these are the fact that we are looking at. And then there is the emotional component, the emotional information, the feedback that we're having through our physical body and the awareness that we have of how we feel at the very space, at the very time and space of that situation happening. And so obviously, what we are looking at is how can I fit in the narrative of what I'm seeing, that emotional information. The narrative that we are going to have to create for pure emotional survival reasons is going to use what we see, as most of the things that we see are fact, with what we believe life is, which has been outside learning given by other people, other authorities to us, and trap this emotional information and weave it into all of these more intellectual and outside information. And then now we have a beautiful story that probably Hollywood can take and turn into a movie and make a lot of dollars out of it, because that's the narrative. That's the story. It's a beautiful story, or tragic story, or dramatic story. And again, I am not discounting the fact that some events have happened that are beyond understanding, for sure. And that's really where trauma starts, is something is happening and that is not fitting into what a beautiful life should be looking like a life that is in order, which feel nurturing and loving and connected and supportive. This does not make me feel safe. This life that doesn't make me feel safe in the moment needs to find an orderly way to be explained, so that I can continue moving forward in my life. So what do I do? And when I say I, it's what do we do as collective consciousness? We have created this word trauma that is really lack of understanding, that is really disrupting the order, and that is really a space and time perception that is out of the order of what life should be. So why am I sharing this today? It's because there is this a tremendous amount of emotional energy, and therefore creative energy, that we are investing in the narrative and the disruption, instead of looking at the other information that are surrounding that that disruption. And by design, we are accepting that disruption is part of life. It's part of how we need to move forward. And so what a logical mind would do is to to find a way to contain the disruption, to ensure that we are going to prevent that disruption from happening over and over and over and over again. And so what we tend to do is to continuously moving forward into our future and use the present to find a way to contain that disruption. And so while we are spending a tremendous amount of creative energy containing disruption, we are not living the life that is orderly outside of it, right? So it is not good or bad. It is just a statement of it's a fact. This is what we do. Most of our action when we are not awakened and when we have a limited understanding of who we are in the greater picture, we spend our day trying to prevent something bad from happening instead of fully engaging ourselves in the abundance of the universe, the way it actually is designed at the source. And this episode is really to shaken the foundation of what you have may accepted. You may have accepted as a truth that is only a disruption that happened by the simple reason that you have connected dots between emotional information, intellectual information, and outside authorities' information that had nothing to do with what is, but has created a narrative through which you're navigating into this big unknown called your life. So now, whether or not you understand what I say in all of what I just shared with you, or maybe you actually feel that it's true for you or not, there's a reason why you are interested in what is being told or what is being shared. It's because you may look at your life right now and recognizing that there are limited patterns that are still coming back, that are recurrent in your life, and that are preventing you from actually moving forward. Well, I'm inviting you as an exploration, just for you to be curious. Look at where is this pattern initiated from? Like, where is it started? What is the narrative that has, by design, created that mirroring, which is the experience you continuously are having? And I'm going to, you know, share with you a few ones. Your unfulfilling relationship, or your lack of finding the right one, or your incapacity to find abundance, financial stability, financial abundance, your inability to connect with members of your family, your limitation as creating your fulfilling existence, your ability to be in healthy condition, your ability to, like, all of these experiences in your life that seems more or less out of control are not, technically they are not out of control in the moment of here and now. Because this moment of here and now is where the power, the creative power, really anchors. And at that moment, your choice is going to determine if you're going to continue the pattern or if you are going to interrupt this pattern. And where I come in is really to help you, to support you in disrupting the disruption, the original disruption. Perceived, obviously, disruption, right? There's a disruption as life should not be like this because I feel something less than what I desire to feel and it doesn't feel good. Therefore, I'm going to have to, before I find a way to fully move away from that feeling, I'm going to spend my time, my energy, my focus to in controlling this feeling from happening over and over and over again. While you may be seemingly successful, what you're doing is more or less spending a lot of time in preventing your abundance from happening because you're focusing your energy on the survival aspect of your life. You are preventing something from happening. It demands a tremendous amount of energy to prevent something because you are always on alert. It's a flight and fight mode. It's systematically your ego needs to just be in 25,000 spaces at once in order to prevent the life from happening. Well, good luck. Right? Or you're learning the principle of how life is designed at the source, and now you're working with it. And you're no longer preventing something from happening at the same level of consciousness because you are functioning at a higher level of consciousness. And that implies that you are functioning in a space where this first disruption that has happened is just not possible at that level because these dots don't connect at that level the same way. Therefore, your new event will look very different, although you're living the same life in the same space. It's not because your body is going to be in another place. It is because your mind will be looking through a different lens of perception. Right? So this is what we tend to do, human being. We are just we are feeling so inadequate in exploring the universe, so to speak, that we are, because we are perceiving that we are detached from this universe, that the universe is out there and that we are a little speck in it. And really the reality is the universe that we can perceive is nothing more or less than what we are. We are just a denser version of that universe. And through our perception, we are looking at who we are. Our fear, if we recognize fear, this is the universe we're stepping into. Abundance, if this is what we choose to focus on, is what we stepped into. And how do we experience and continuously manifest from that place? It's because we are embodying that which we are putting our energy towards. Right. So if you keep holding on the energy of trauma, and every time somebody asks you, so what's your life? Tell me more about you. And you go back to add energy, creative energy, by just sharing your trauma experience. Guess what you're going to get? The trauma experience again in a different form with different actors in different space. But it's going to still be the same movie you're playing. So I am inviting you not to, because you cannot necessarily undo the fact, for example, my father passed away when I was younger, in 20 years old. I cannot take that fact away. My father passed away, period. That's the fact. Now, the way I connect with that information is my power. This is where I put the level of consciousness through which I choose to weave my identity with that fact. That is my power. That is your power. No one can take that away from you. No one is controlling you in the way you're looking at life. And if you are here and you are seeking freedom, true sense of freedom, don't go find it in the Bahamas or New Zealand. You will find it in elevating your level of consciousness at a space that allows you to free yourself and your identity from this perceived emotional inadequacy that you felt long time ago when you were younger. So if you are interested in diving into your own personal traumas, what is the narrative, the trauma narrative that I'm still telling myself that has never been a trauma per se? You didn't break your leg. You broke the order. And you are still, until this day, if you're still living your trauma that is 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you are still living in a broken order. And you're going to spend your days to actually walking halfway, because you don't have your full order within yourself. Because that bridge with that very information that makes you have perceived life as broken is still broken, because you are actually continuously looking at it and sharing that story from that broken piece. What I'm inviting you is, was there a possibility that the way I looked at it was just one way out of all the possibility that I could have looked at it? And if you say yes to that answer to that question, then, my friend, you have a new way to actually elevate your life, and your space of abundance is a doorway. So if you are excited about this concept the way I am, my dog behind says that he is, then let's just get together, come to a retreat, come to a conversation. Just meet me at the soiree, at the Cosmic Compass Soiree. Reach out to me through my website at alinehenley.com, or reach out to me through my social medias, whether it is TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. And then let's start a conversation about your in-quote perceived traumas and see if we can come to the bottom of it and elevate your level of perception so that you can free yourself forever from this experience. And on this note, I wish you an amazing week, and I am looking forward to share more next week on the Cosmic Lounge. Have a wonderful week.